Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ekholm will swing it across to Bouchard, into the neutral zone, poked away, here's Reinhart, heading in, hits around Ekholm in front of shot, he scores! Sam Reinhart, as he was being pulled down, he beats Skinner, top shelf, and the Panthers strike first, here in game 6. Bouchard tries to cut it, gave it away at the Panthers line, Louis-Durina back the other way, up the right side, Etu Louis-Durina to the circle, Louis-Durina hands it back, high slot, Kachuk shot, he scores! Matthew Tkachuk let it rip from the high slot, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. To the corner, Barkov, right wing side. Barkov to the trapezoid, feeds it back for Verhaeghe, right side boards. Verhaeghe at the half wall, turnaround shot, off the chest protector, Skinner, the rebound, Barkov in front, it bounces, and they score! It went off Reinhart, and the Panthers take a 3-0 lead! McDavid behind the net. Dreisaitl stolen away. Ekblad. Forsling near side. Verhaeghe gives to Reinhart. And the puck poked away. Now Barkov to Verhaeghe. Now Barkov right side. Reinhart to the open. Then he scores! It's a hat trick here in game 6 for Sam Reinhart. He cashes in on the empty net. 4-0 Panthers with 6:34 to play in the third. Barkov to the corner for Reinhart, tapped on Ekblad to Verhaeghe, now to Reinhart again, to the empty net, does it have the distance? It does! 4 for Sam Reinhart, he scores to make it 5-0 Panthers, another empty netter with 5:05 to play here in the third. Half a minute to play in the third, the Panthers are starting to celebrate on the bench. 25 seconds, here's Bouchard. Pass to center. Hot goals in over the Panthers' line. It's dumped down to our right. 15 seconds. Forsling back behind the Panthers' net. Gus Forsling will hold it. The final set, 10 seconds. Down to the final 5 seconds. Preds rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain for the second year in a row. Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers going back-to-back. Yeah. Going back to back. I got the drink in me.
There you have it last night. Your calls on 560 WQM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. Another Florida Panthers Stanley Cup championship. Back-to-back years. The Cats on top of the hockey world. It's Gooseys on top of Gooseys on top of Gooseys. Therefore, on top of more said Gooseys.
Gooseys galore.
Well, Gooseys.
Yeah, you tell him, big voice.
Gooseys.
Oh, it's like a little meow.
Gooseys.
That's different from squeaky cheeks. That's like, that's frisky cheeks.
Gooseys. Gooseys.
Do you think that, cheeks were squeaky in Alberta yesterday, or do you think they were accepting cheeks? Like, when they was 1-0, do you think they went, neat? Or they're just like, oh.
Nah, I just think that they had nothing, whether they wanted it or not.
I'm asking about the fans.
Oh, the fans, they were like, oh, we got no chance.
We got no chance. We have no chance.
When I said to you, you could tell in the first 5 minutes how this game's going to go, in 5 minutes you could tell that, holy smokes, they're not letting up.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Actually, just have some NFL news that has come along.
Boo.
What do you mean? Boo.
Sorry.
The Ravens have signed cornerback Jaire Alexander. So
great. An AFC opponent.
How did he find a home faster than Jalen Ramsey?
That's crazy.
Because probably he was cheap. Cut and there was no money on him.
Ramsey did a countdown and he's still on the Dolphins.
Well, first of all, that's his fault.
That is true. Bad marketing. Like, bad game ops.
And maybe situations like that will identify how much leverage you really have versus what you think you have.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Still,
because I'm more than sure he thought anybody would want to have my talents, but anybody don't want to have your contract.
True. So we still await, but the Ravens are getting Alexander. Did he wasn't Lamar campaigning for this because they went to college together? I think he was. I think I saw something like that yesterday. I thought he was like, "Hey, sign my guy." I think he gets what he wants.
Shouldn't he though? At this point,
the Ravens. Yeah. Here's this. The other thing we're waiting on in as opposed to in non-Cats business. Speaking of the NFL, Noah Lyles has pulled out of a race with Tyreek Hill. He's citing personal reasons. Tyreek Hill mocked him on Twitter, basically call him chicken. Because Tyreek Hill ran he ran the 100-meter this week, Leroy. He ran a 10.15, I think?
Yes.
And he's claiming that Noah Lyles saw that and he scurred.
Where is he going to get the other 2 tenths?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Noah Lyles ran under 10 to win the Olympics, right?
Yeah, but he was in Olympic shape. Maybe he's not in quite Olympic shape for
that could
for
be
Cheetah.
It. That could be it. I'm not disputing it.
Yeah, but he hasn't run a time slower than 10.15 since 2002. Sorry, 2022.
Right. So, like, they're on different levels. Plus, it's tournament season. I mean, it's track season.
Is it?
So there's a lot of big-time events.
It's got to be so unbearably hot to be on a track right now down here.
No. I mean, they run all over the world, dude.
I'm not talking about all over the world. I'm talking about right here.
Okay.
Steamy.
Well.
Anyway, he's calling him scurred. Mm. Conor McGregor. He knocked out a man and then a club in Ibiza.
Why is he just...
Is this supposed to be news? I feel like that's the thing for him. Just, it's pretty on brand.
That's what I know it's going to be hard to catch him slipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not wishing...
What do you mean catching him slipping?
Like, for example, if you go into...
I feel like it's been pretty easy to catch him slipping lately.
Yes, but not necessarily in the sense of, like, bad media coverage. I just mean if you go into a bar... And you want to be a tough guy, right? They always say there's going to be one guy that's tougher than you, right? So be careful. Conor McGregor, unfortunately, doesn't really have that situation when he goes to a bar. He can probably beat up a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully one day.
You just want to see him get his comeuppance.
I just want him to be humbled.
He
dude.
Did get humbled by Khabib.
I agree.
But did he, though?
He did. I mean...
That, yeah, sure.
A lot of people think that that's the fight that sent him over the edge. Like, he's probably. Like, he hasn't been the same guy since he took that ass kicking.
Yes, but this is the same man.
Now, mind you, he did throw a dolly through a bus leading into that fight.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was humbling, or great to see him humbled in that moment. But since then, remember, this is the same man who assaulted Bernie, who may have had some extra shenanigans at that game, who, with a broken leg, said your wife was in my DMs, and a bunch of other things that are just like...
That was a bold thing to talk bleep to Dustin Poirier with your leg snapped.
Leg snapped.
Messy.
Dude. And it wasn't close before that, either. It's not like he was winning, and that's the only reason he lost. Nah. Sick of this guy.
Your wife was in me DMs! Hi, shi, 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 shi.
Can't even stand
like,
up.
I think a lot of athletes fail to realize that I don't care how great you are. When you're gone, the sport will keep moving.
Yeah, plus he's a junkie. Can we also like,
whoa.
A junkie?
He's an alcoholic and a junkie.
He loves, it appears.
Yeah.
He loves the booger sugar.
This guy is like really just
you.
Allegedly.
You, no, I
no,
mean,
no, 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 no.
That's why I said appeared. That's why I said appeared.
Gosh.
Stun Steve says he liked Tobin's tweet, not denying that he was on coke. Don't forget. He did. He did like a tweet where I put, he's high as a kite, Yogi. Not even hiding it. Not even hiding it. Mm. I don't know. The other piece of news from yesterday, the Marlins, they handled the Phillies 8-3. Series continues tonight, 6:40. They, of course, went early yesterday with this whole ordeal. But the Panthers continue to celebrate as they are reigning Stanley Cup champions. The rain continues. The rats reign.
Yeah. It's raining rats.
Man, what a day. When do you think they get sleep? Do you think now is about the time that, like, hey, should we catch a power nap before the club tonight?
That's what's going to be. From now to, like, 5 p.m. to rest.
Because they're all, like, when they're in the golf cart now, they're driving to go get sleep, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they're leaving, yes, because they've been up all night.
Yeah.
Or is it like, do you pass the baton? Like, is it now Bob shift with the cup?
That's what it
is. Is it responsible
like.
Hours, Bob cup time?
Yeah. Bob. You know, Bob gets it during work hours.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Bob. He's like, hey, it's we're done partying. You want the cup? He goes, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think they do shift.
What are you going to do with it? He's like, I'm just going to look at it, too.
Just going to look at it.
Look at it on my dock and leave me alone.
Focused.
Oh, man. What do you got? You got some little something for us here?
Yeah, man. I got some video of essentially paint the picture of what was going on before. I'm
do
sure
tell.
You can catch up on everything via social media right now. Probably some other good videos there. But just to start things off early, 8:02 a.m. You can see the place was packed. This was at the time where a lot of people were just kind of waiting to see what would happen. No one necessarily, like, officially was like, hey, this is going to happen. But everyone was kind of anticipating the arrival. And once these guys arrived, it was kind of like rock stars. You know, everyone saw the police escort and the vehicles approach. And Barkov was one of the first people there.
It's literally like the Pope is arriving.
Literally, like we approached the vehicle. Even the cop was kind of like, oh, let me
make way for the captain.
You know what's interesting, though, that I noticed, although there's a lot of people and everyone wants to see them, it wasn't like a Justin Bieber paparazzi situation. You'll see Kachuk moving, you know, without security, without anything in particular, and everyone's just giving him his space. And it seemed like a pretty, you know, friendly environment there.
But that's how it was last year also. People are very respectful over their space.
Yep. Let them through. Let the captain through. Let Kachuk through. Got the flip cup flops. Chuckles. Got the flop. Cup chuckles.
Hey, ain't nobody celebrating those outfits.
Yeah.
Right? Ain't nobody celebrating that. What, swim trunks and a t-shirt?
Oh, no.
Bike shirt.
Ooh,
Friday.
Hero guys. Love that place.
Really? That's what it is.
That's what he got from this
he's focused on.
Perfect, indeed. Now, we saw that they were doing these beer showers, if you will.
Yep.
I got to see it from the balcony, but Kiss Country 99.9 was doing their morning show from there. So these are some shots inside of the elbow room, second floor there.
Look at that. You were right next to the cup, dude.
Look at that, man. Close to the cup,
here
dude.
It comes. Close here to comes the beer shower.
Close to the cup.
Who's he got it with? That's okay. See Barkey.
Yeah.
It's Kachuk. Know? Is he there with, is that with Forsling or Boquist?
Yeah, they had one. I think I have both Forsling and Boquist. I think this one, if I'm not mistaken, is the opposite side of what we just saw there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We had some champagne.
Is Forsling wearing his own jersey?
He pulled a Davion Mitchell.
He pulled
man.
A Davion. I love that.
That is so great. Pulled a Davion Mitchell and was like, "Hey, just in case you guys don't know who I am,
just in case."
Nobody said nothing to him. That seems like that'd get ridicule and laughter.
I don't know. He probably grabbed the first shirt. Yeah. He's like, "I don't have a shirt." He goes, "Forsling, I got your own jersey." All right, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Because your other shirts are probably, everything you wore last night is probably soaked in champagne and beer. You're just like, give me something dry.
Man, the
Gonzalo said, Bob slept 8 hours, ate breakfast, and did his morning yoga. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's how I picture that going.
I can honestly say this. I've only worn my jersey one time off the field.
For like an appearance?
Maybe a couple of times. It was, I did when I did the coin toss for the Browns, and I was up in the catbird seat getting the crowd going. Mm-hmm. At the time, they were 4-10. So, And right now, those jerseys, including the one I got from the Heat, or in my daughter's lock and in her closet.
Oof. Well, what a time. Boots on the ground today, Frog Boy. That's journalism.
Yeah. I was sad I didn't see it touch the water, but, you know, it's okay.
They're gonna
sneak. It hasn't even started across the street yet.
They're gonna sneak attack it over there. Trust me. I bet you one of those cars follow them. They have the cops, but the other one's keeper of the cup. He goes, Rick, make sure they don't go to the ocean. I've lost him, keeper. I've lost him.
We've got a runner.
We've got runners.
That's crazy.
Martian's taking it to the ocean. Somebody stop him. Somebody stop him now. Stop. Mm. Martian. No. Martian's like, it's already dented.
Exactly. A little bit of salt water is what you're worried about at this point. Damn, just done, my friend.
Maybe they should have a stunt cup.
Ooh.
You know?
Is it? I thought there was one.
Well, there is a replica that goes around, but I don't know if that's the one they give them. I think they give them the real deal, but maybe they should have a funsies cup one, you know?
Mm.
One for the hooligans and one for the responsible.
There was quite a bit of replicas out there. I did appreciate that. Like, people brought their own. Because those things aren't cheap, man. You try to get, like a 6 to 8 inch replica, and mm-hmm. that's like $30-$40. So if you're trying to get one that's, you know, comparable to the actual cup, you're looking at a couple $100.
Wow.
Fig's looking at hers now, like, how much does this thing cost?
No, because I had gone to the store to see how much it cost, because I was gifted this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think this one was about $25-$30. So the bigger one has to be more.
Yeah, for sure. How much do you think this one was?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that like made of paper mache? Like, what is that?
I mean, but if it is, that's still like
very impressive.
That is impressive.
All right, we'll take a break here on the show.
That's how the rednecks do it.
Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers. Finish the job. They win the Stanley Cup final in 6 games. They win 5-1 over the Edmonton Oilers yesterday. Sam Reinhart with 4 goals in the clincher as they basically. They pulled Stuart Skinner with 7 minutes left, embarrassing themselves. Woo! Once again, the Cats reign supreme. Unbelievable. You guys seem tuckered out. Are you guys okay?
Oh, I am tuckered out.
You guys seem tuckered out.
But in
out.
A good way, though. You know, this is a good reason to be tuckered out. Because I could have been sad that I stayed up late for an overtime game that I lost or something like that. But you know what? To wake up a champion, totally worth it. Plus, I got to save my energy for 11.
Tired.
Anyone boots on the ground at 11 tonight?
You're not going to 11. No, you're not like you're not going to 11. That's not that's not your.
Totally not doing that.
Going where?
To 11.
To 11. To party with the guys.
Yeah.
Well, Vlomberg's not going to be there on the pole, then, you know.
It doesn't matter. I think Nate Schmidt's taking the baton just fine. We just saw a chant during the break. I saw this on I just retweeted it. AJ Greer just goes, it's from a Twitter account at Bluebird and Honey. And we can't play it because he's saying no words. But he goes, AJ Greer's just like, they're all chanting. And then he goes, hey. And they're all like, what does AJ Greer want to say? And he just goes, starts a chant. He goes, F the Oilers. And then he throws up double birds, and everybody just starts chanting F the Oilers. But, of course, they're not saying F. They're saying the word.
We got it.
That's what A.J. Greer would do. He, you know, he's a menace.
As he should.
He's just a rascal.
Was this before or after the haircut?
He's wearing a hat, J-Fig, so I can't tell. Mm. I'm going to guess before. But in this video in particular, he's wearing a hat, and he's just being A.J. Greer, which is a menace. That fourth line, don't mess with that fourth line. The fourth line of the Florida Panthers, oh my God. Him, Jonah Gadjevich. Somebody's going to have to make a mural of the guy.
It sounds like the fighting line.
Somebody needs to just make a mural somewhere in Fort Lauderdale of the Jonah Gadjevich tongue out of the face. Just the.
Man. So many I need shirts. To buy that shirt.
Right? So many it. Shirts with that face on it.
So many shirts, but I need it to be like a mural. Yeah. You know, like Wynwood needs to make it, or whatever the Fort Lauderdale version of Wynwood where the hipsters paint, make a mural of that of Gadjevich just going ah.
So by glitch maybe around
yeah
that
I was
area?
Gonna say Fat Village.
Fat Village,
that's what it's called.
All right,
that's what it's called.
yeah by glitch, that's exactly what
I'm
gonna
set my watch to the Schmeathen comment. Love on Fat area. Village.
It's like here it comes.
Schmiel and Schmolnick in the windup.
That's great.
Wow.
Well, you gotta be careful because sometimes Dave South will jump in.
Yeah, you could just bring in the bullpen. Be like, oh, he's going a different route for the fat shaming. Mm. Didn't see that one coming.
A reverse.
Mario wants to know, are y'all attending the parade this week? I will be boots on the ground for the parade. I don't know about the three others. Where are you guys standing? Marcos, you've already been boots on the ground, so are you going again on Sunday? Are you going to plan to be there?
Yes, according to our Captain Galen, I will be reporting to you live. Perfect. From the parade.
Perfect. All right, you'll be there. Leroy will be in his hot tub. He ain't going.
Yes.
Too far. Jennifer, very far for her as well. I don't know. Are you going, J-Fig?
I support my cats. Of course I'm going.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
But yes, we will be on the air 10 a.m. And here he comes, Schmeathen Schmolnick.
Fat Village is Tobin's one guy.
You know what?
Fat Village forever!
Oh, look at you laughing that hard. You fell off your chair, huh? You didn't even try to cover that up.
You know... Sometimes you think the pitch is just going to be 99, yep. But sometimes he can reach back and he can get triple digits on the black. You know, you think he's just reached his top velo, and then Schmeathen Schmoll just comes in. He goes, "Oh no, you weren't expecting this much juice on this pitch."
Oh my
goodness! Four,
two, it even caught it. That even caught me off guard.
Jesus, he is merciless.
Oh my goodness!
You gotta respect an artist when he's in his prime.
Oh my god! Timbo Slice said, "Laugh it up, Def Comedy Jam."
Oh my god! This is a fun day, ladies and gentlemen. Your Florida Panthers. Stanley Cup champions yet again.
Not like winning the cup on a Tuesday. I mean, there's a what are these guys going to do for 5 days?
I know, just to lead up into the parade, and then everybody gets their cup, their days with the cup. I'm sure they got to go. They got to give it one day to go engrave it, right?
No.
What? Yeah, they do. They do it over the summer. They do it over the summer.
But it's a plate.
They give up the cup to do it.
Right.
Hmm.
It's only a plate, like, if they need a new plate. Like, it's going to be right there.
Right. Some capitalized Dolphins can't even cough up $6 million. Wow. Dude, do you want him? He's played 14 games in 2 years.
Maybe he gave a sweetheart deal, too, because he wanted to play with Lamar.
Nah. 6 years. $6 million. Hmm. For 1 year.
I think it's one of those where it's four base and then two with incentives.
Yeah, but that's fine. But again, like, dear Dolphins fans, make up your damn mind. You complain about the guy signing injured players, and then you complain about him not signing an injured player.
Also, like, do you think the Dolphins are getting the discount from Jair Alexander? Like,
no!
I think he's going to go to
a... No! Absolutely not!
He's going to go to a 13-win team with his buddy from college. Like, he ain't...
I'm just saying,
you're not the Panthers right now. You don't get the discounts. You know?
The Heat had that for a minute.
Oh, they did. Now no more.
Because they had the big three. Everybody wanted to come down here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. We're back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, enjoy that, Edmonton. Better luck next year. You're going to need it. Panthers are playing this in the locker room yesterday because they just don't know not to troll and shenanigans after the win.
Pink Pony Club. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize to anything, Jennifer.
Thank
Although
you.
I do think you scared Scooby.
No, so he just got back from the groomers and he's running around in circles.
Oh.
He's happy.
He also got a post Stanley Cup run haircut.
He did.
Oh, what'd they do? They just do it in the truck outside?
Yeah. Why, you don't like that?
They bring my dogs right back.
You can still see it.
I have to escort him out. Like, I have to take him directly to the car because he will not go with anybody else besides myself.
He sounds very excited right now. Calm down,
you
want to
see? Okay. He won't let me go.
Somebody get that dog some water.
He's really excited.
There's some news on the cup from the Miami Herald. So apparently the crack occurred. This is from David Neal of the Miami Herald. The crack occurred during the celebration last night. I guess after the families got on the ice, somebody droppy pooed it. But apparently the Hockey Hall of Fame says, quote, unfortunately happened last night after the team photo and as the families were led onto the ice, the cup keepers are taking the appropriate steps and plan to have it repaired by the parade. So there you go. The crack will be fixed. Now, also the dent, apparently, too. So let it go in the ocean. If you're gonna bring it in for the cup groomer, let it take one little dipski, and we're good to go, baby. Just a little dip.
You can't let it marinate. You have to quickly clean it.
They got to have a crew. There's got to be a pit crew there. Like, you know, get it to...
So they're going
to
stop all the celebrations to go ahead and go... Vroom.
I don't want
to
hear it. It was in the ocean last year. It's completely fine.
It was frowned upon.
Frowned upon by hoity-toity people with white gloves.
Now you don't respect them.
Let the cats celebrate how they want. They're back-to-back champions. There should be different rules for back-to-back champions. more time, more leniency. You know, I think that that needs to occur. And don't let Sergei around, because
if they want to keep it out of the ocean, they have to fight the polar bear first.
Yeah. You guys want it? Take it from Mikola. Whatever you say, Mr. Meeks.
Mr. Meeks?
Whatever you say, Meeksy.
Meeksy.
If they're that scared, they wouldn't be calling him that.
Everybody in hockey calls you by a nickname. That's how it is. That's how they're charming. He's genuinely terrifying, though. Do you think that Bill Zito's going to try and get a discount by paying him in fish?
He's going to demand the most expensive fish. Sometimes, you know, market price.
Calls his agent. He goes, Mikola, why did you sign that? Fish.
Okay. Damn it, they got him again.
Keeps paying him. He has to keep living in an igloo.
Jeez. God, this is a wonderful team to experience. The last time I felt this connected to a team was probably the 2003 Marlins, where I felt like connected to the entire roster. Although the 2006 team did feel good, it's like you have the powerhouse.
You didn't feel connected to the 03 Marlins. You disrespected Mike Mordecai.
That's not a part of the 2003 Marlins. Juan Pierre,
no,
Luis
what do you
Castillo.
Mean it wasn't part of the 03
Ivan
Marlins.
Rodriguez.
You're going to disparage
Josh Beckett.
You're a bastard. You're going to disparage Conine. The importance of Mike Mordecai?
He's like the seventh most important person on
Every
the team.
Every person matters on a championship team, all right? Mike Redmond was the backup catcher, but he did batting practice naked.
Mike Redmond over Mordecai. Redmond over Mordecai.
I don't accept that.
Come on.
I don't accept that.
Pudge. Remember Pudge?
I do remember Pudge.
It was just like a really good feeling with that team. And, of course, the Heat teams I did like, but I think the powerhouse of like Shaq, LeBron, is like, okay, we get it. We probably should have won.
I think one of the things you have to appreciate about that Marlins team is that nobody expected them to win the World Series when they won it.
Yeah, well, apparently.
The other teams down here, it was almost expected. When the Panthers got in the playoffs this time, regardless of what everybody else thought, we were like, okay, they're going to be in the mix some kind of way. We didn't say that before the season started with the Marlins.
But do you think that, because we watched all the coverage, and it was, like, such begrudging respect they had to give to the Panthers the entire time. Like, you can't be denied as a back-to-back champion. Is it going to finally, like, get through their heads to give that next year, or are they going to do it if the Cats ends up losing somebody? They'll be like, too many pieces. I don't know.
No.
Too many runs.
They're going to do this because they're going to go to – as good as here's what everybody's gonna say. As good as the Panthers have been, I'm not gonna pick them because nobody has gone to four straight finals since, and they're gonna bring up this stat.
Big mistake. Zito's already plotting.
Of course it is.
Zito's already plotting, dude. Louis says Leroy Tobin needs a bounce with the prey. What if Evander shows up? Evander Kane? I think he's going to further south, like Cancun. he can go enjoy, be a sore loser down south of the border.
He's not getting through the crowd.
Now, it was the first one last year, so it was a couple of stops the Cup had to make. Do you think they continue the trend of giving it to the first timers, or does it go to Bobby Lou? Like, what do you think is going to be the route of the Stanley Cup trophy?
What do you mean?
Who gets it first?
Are you talking about with their day of the cup?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of it has to do with like where people are.
True.
That's like a tour, because a lot of guys will get it like they'll get it in their hometown. They'll get it. So if it's going to Finland, it's Etu's day. It's Meeks's day. It's Lundy's day. But then some people want to do a South Florida day. So that's how it works. They start traveling it all over the place based on, hey, it's Sam Bennett Day in his hometown, and that's the day it needs to be there. So a lot of it's geographical. But some guys just have their days here. Like Bob had his day down here.
Oh, by the way, I was so wrong with the Conn Smythe.
What?
They get a replica also.
Oh, that thing looks, first of all, good, because I wouldn't even want the real one in my house. It looks terrible. It's a terrible looking trophy.
put it this way. If you won a Conn Smythe, you'd be fine with whatever version of it they gave you. Stop acting like you wouldn't have that thing in your house in the front.
No. I don't think okay. so.
Okay.
It looks like I won the award for like best leaf raker.
Or best maple syrup.
That's okay.
I don't like that. The fact that they have like an actual, there's a team that has a maple. Like, what if it had a dolphin on it? You know, for the, like, it was a football trophy and it had a dolphin on it, but it's supposed to represent the whole league. I don't like that the logo of Toronto.
Does it have something to do with Conn Smythe?
More like Conn artist. That trophy sucks.
Apparently, they were also chanting at Sam Bennett. I haven't seen any videos at it, but they've also chanted at him today. No state tax.
They also said 8 years.
Eight years, no state tax. Love that.
Timbo says, I'm sure Connor McDavid loves his. Yeah, do you think like he has it up in his house, or do you think he like threw it on his fireplace?
Maybe it's keeping him warm.
He's definitely got to be enraged where he's at right now. He's
like, okay, that's why. You ready? You ready?
What?
The Conn Smythe Trophy is awarded annually to the most valuable player team during the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. It is named after Conn Smythe, the longtime owner, general manager, and head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Hence, the Leaf.
It's an ugly-ass trophy.
What?
All right, well.
I don't think it's from maple syrup.
But you need the background of it, right?
Nah. I appreciate it, but it's like, I mean, it doesn't change my opinion of how ugly it is.
They saw too much wood.
It's exactly what it is. It's too much wood. You know what it looks like? It looks like an old-time golf trophy.
Ah.
You know?
No, it doesn't.
It does. It does. It looks like...
They make trophies out of glass and silver and stuff.
Nah.
Wood trophies.
It looks like
except the Masters is a house.
A lot of wood. This is strange.
Looks like most of them have a wood base.
Kind of looks like a wedding cake. Like a chocolate wedding cake.
Really?
Josiah says that Tobin was mad Bob didn't get last year. I tell you what, man. I was thinking about my bet while that was going on, because when Bob was in the midst of that shutout and there was no Marchand or Bennett goals, I was like, man. Now, I didn't bet it because I didn't want to mush it. But I was thinking, I was like, man, if he ends up getting this Conn Smythe. Ben Bennett said, and that was, I got to be honest, that was kind of one of the Goosey's moments for me. When Bennett's like, he looks over because Bob was right behind him while Jackie Revin from TNT was in him. He goes, he just gives that sly Lorax smile, and he goes, that's my MVP. I was like, oh, that was Goosey's. Everybody loves Bob. How do you not? Look at that face. He's the best. And now he's a back-to-back champion. And all he wanted to do afterwards was reset and refocus.
Refocus.
Focus.
I'm so happy for him. Works his ass off. A monster. Flexible. Spends all this playoffs diving all over the place. My favorite is the Snow Angel save when they try and sneak behind him. And he goes, watch this. Snow Angel. And he just like does the thing where he like flops on the ground. It's a genius move. Nobody's mastered the Snow Angel like Bob. You want to know why? Because all these big stiff goalies, they're all like 6'5". Yeah. They can't do it.
You think he announces his move like that? Snow Angel.
Yep. Like, why did he say that?
Got us again.
Now you. How does he keep doing the Snow Angel?
Bob names his moves.
There's a meme of Brad Marchand. He has a cigar. He has coffee. He has spiked iced tea, and he has beer. And then someone comments in and said, "My stomach hurts just from looking at this." Oof,
yeah,
he's doing all right. He's
doing all right, but he needed a Tums. I know a Tums.
Brad Marchand looks like the type of guy, even though his size, he looks like he could throw him down. He'd drink your ass off the table.
Yeah. Oh yeah, little guy.
Yeah, he looks like, you know, he's not a guy that's going to be stumbling and bumbling. He's just going to, and by the way, they're probably like, I mean, I hope they are staying hydrated. Very hot day. You know, I hope somebody stopped, got him a churro or something to eat.
IV. Sort of IV.
Exactly, dude.
They need that.
Look, these are always my favorite shows to do. When you get celebratory shows like this after big time wins in this town, it's my favorite part of the gig. And so it was fun celebrating it all with you guys today. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. You're back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. You're the best. You've done this town proud. We love you, Cats. We can't wait for the parade. And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.